We're now joined on the call by the head coach of the University of Maine, Jordan Stevens. Good morning, Jordan.
Good morning, Rob.
Good morning. Certainly a tough Saturday for your team, a narrow 42-35 loss to Hampton as you've gone back and looked at some film of that one. Just give me your impressions on the game.
Yeah, I thought we played, an excellent first half and, really we want to do a great job in the middle part of the game and thought that improved. Then looking at, we had a chance to go down and score before the half, weren't able to do that through had a turnover there. So, that was, something we had to overcome, I thought we really did that, I thought we played well on offense, except for the turnovers, which really hurt us. And then defensively just giving up too many big plays. So, a lot of the things that, have hurt us during the season, have been, we're still there on Saturday. So, really think these guys have fought hard all season and all the way through this game. Obviously, you need to close out games, need to finish in the fourth quarter. Two fourth quarter fumbles is not a recipe for winning. But there's a lot of points when we did play winning football, and that's what we're building off and, going into a much needed bye week here in week 11.
Question this morning from Larry Mahoney. Good morning, Larry.
Morning, Rob. How are you, Coach? How you doing?
What's up, Larry?
Not much, Jordan. Okay, you got 2 weeks. You finally get a bye week. How do you approach this week? Are you hoping to get some of the injured players back for New Hampshire? And Coach Prunty talked about playing 10 consecutive weeks without a bye. How much has that played into your season as far as fatigue, injury, or is it something you'd like to avoid, maybe have a bye week earlier and going forward? Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, this week is about us, getting healthy, getting, some much needed rest, where we are in the season and, take some miles off our players' legs. And we're going to do that. I think we have a great plan this week and, into the weekend and the start of next week to get ourselves ready for New Hampshire. And, we're turning the page pretty quickly on the Hampton game and then moving on to New Hampshire. So, as it pertains to the bye week, that's the way, it rolls. I know that's the setup right now. And, that's not something that we can control. So, just playing the games when they present themselves and getting ready to roll. I know there's teams last year who didn't have one all season, up until the last week. I think Elon was, and they made the playoffs. So, it's not something we're talking about as a program or as a team and really just looking to get better each week. And, we feel like we have in certain areas, but in other areas, we just have to do that more consistently and all together.
Jordan, just to follow up, Rob, if it's okay, just New Hampshire, obviously to have an arch rival, it's like a second season for you. So how, that could really make your season to some degree. Are you approaching it that way?
I mean, this game certainly takes on, a little bit more focus, a little bit more intensity around the game, and we're fortunate to be at a school that has a rivalry. And anytime you're looking at a school, and it's something we use in recruiting, like we'll have a rivalry game, we have something to play for at the end of every season. So this is a part of our program goals of playing New Hampshire, beating New Hampshire. So it's something that we're definitely going to be prepared for, and looking to have our best day of execution all year in this game.
Jordan, as you said, there was, especially offensively, certainly a lot to like. 526 yards offense, 30 first downs. You hold the ball for 37 minutes. We'll talk about Derek in a minute because he obviously had another big day. But 151 yards rushing, best rushing day you've had in quite a while. Tristan King gets back and gives you 88 yards. What did you like about your team's ability to be a little more balanced and get the run game
going? Yeah, that was huge. I mean, getting Tristan, I think, he played last game against Albany, but still coming back off that injury, we felt him more, his presence on the field. He got, his feet back underneath him a little bit more, which was great. Offensively, we have really, continued to get better each week in the second half of the season. Obviously, the detail is what we have to clean up, and that's the ball security. Those are the things that we have to clean up because, you look at the stat sheet, you look at the overview of the game, and in every way we should have been on the other side of that outcome. We should have won that game, and we blocked a punt. We converted a fake punt as well. But you know, if you don't finish, if you don't maintain that focus throughout the entirety of a game, especially in this conference, you're not going to be, you're not going to have the outcome that we want. That's obviously winning the game. So really proud of how that the offense and our players just continue to fight, continue to play, you know, through the end of the game.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about it's three games in a row now. You guys have had three turnovers, and a couple of those games, as you said, probably go the other way without the without those turnovers. And, yeah. And the bye week is, without looking at the plays or knowing the details, what can you do as a coaching staff to try to clean some of that up and play a little bit cleaner?
Yeah, certainly. I mean, it's something that that level of discipline needs to be there. You know, I thought we took a step forward in that regard last week during practice and the Albany week. So, you know, we're playing, you know, guys that, you know, need to have a better awareness of the football, how important it is to take care of the football. And, you know, we'll address those things this week and into the end of the season as well.
Another week where Georgia Let's really limited, but two guys stepping up again, Jamie Lampson, who's really been good for you over the last month or so, 8 catches, 180. And then another big day from Rohan Jones, 4 catches, but 3 of them for touchdowns. Just talk about the days that those guys were able to have for you.
Yeah, Jamie has been rock solid all year. So, I mean, really just, I think I talked about in the beginning of the season, but his catches have been up, his targets have been up. He's, I mean, he's just been so accountable and dependable all year. And, you know, no matter what happens in that room, he's always a guy that we can count on. So, you know, just proud of the work that he's put in. And, you know, you look at those other guys. Rohan has made an impact not only on special teams, but on offense, you know, in different ways. You know, he has that ability. He's one of our most explosive players as well. And, you know, really, really proud of the work and his commitment to just continuing to get better and stick to the process. So those guys have stood out, certainly.
Defensively, you touched on some of the big plays, the 80-yard run, the long pass. Hampton ran for 325. They were number one in the conference in rushing. We talked about that a little bit last Monday.
Yeah.
Seeing those guys with the two backs and the quarterback who can run, what makes them so difficult to stop?
Yeah, I think, you know, they certainly have, you know, a very talented offense, big offensive line. They think they do a great job up front. I think they're, you know, they know who they are. They're committed to being who they are. And they're going to commit to that run game and no matter what. And when you do that and when you have that mentality, you know, you're going to wear people down and you're going to find a way to run the football effectively. And you have answers to a lot of different looks. And that's what they have. And their running backs do a great job. I think they're hard to bring down. You know, they're always falling forward. And, you know, for us, it's a matter of doing the better job with our angles, trusting our angles, you know, committing to tackling and doing the things that are going to limit those big plays. You know, so if we can do that, I think we're going to be on the other end.
I want to go back and touch on Derek. I mean, we've talked about him a lot because he's been on such a roll here over the last, especially over the last 5 weeks or so. 5 touchdowns again, 349 yards. Maybe just talk a little bit about the year that he's having and how you've seen him improve and get better as the year's gone along.
Yeah. You know, I think the world of Derek and just how he's approached every week, you know, a very high character young man, you know, embodies what we are here at Maine. And, you know, when you see him on film, you'll see his fight, his passion for the game. Our team feeds off that. There's not a better person on the team to have that than your quarterback. So, you know, when you see him, when, you know, he's as fired up for any type of his success as he is for the team's, and he's leading the charge on that. You know, so, I mean, he battles through everything and, you know, really proud of his commitment and his resiliency all year, especially looking at the start that we had offensively and how Derek has been such a key part of turning that around. And, you know, he prepares the right way, does all the right things here in the office. He's here all the time. He's working at it. And there's no wonder when he gets, you know, on Saturdays, he's able to perform.
All right, Jordan, thanks as always for the time here this morning. Enjoy the bye week, and we look forward to talking again next week.
Thanks, Rob. See you next week.
All right, see you next week. Thank you.